Hello, Unity Center of Light. My name is Cheryl Fair. I'm a licensed Unity teacher based in Richmond, Virginia, and I am here via the magic of the internet to share a Sunday message for you for Sunday, March 22nd. I'm happy to be here with you, and my message is called A Season of Healing. Now, why talk about healing right now? Well, I personally have a great passion for talking about healing. I would not be alive without an understanding of Unity principles. And of course, Unity has a wonderful heritage of teachings around healing. It's also Lent, right? And Lent is a wonderful time to explore healing as we prepare for spiritual rebirth, and we spend some time in contemplation. And also, we're all currently participating in a global situation, aren't we? And this gives us wonderful opportunities to practice what we preach in Unity. So we'll talk about all those things, and then we'll have a meditation. And I can't see you because I'm just sitting here talking to my computer. But I am trusting that all of you are flowing right along with me here. So let me start off by telling you a little bit about my personal history with Unity. I started attending Unity in the late 1990s. I had friends attending a Unity center and was like, oh, let me give that a try. That sounds good. I had two young children, and my hope was to be able to raise them with some kind of a spiritual practice in place. And I had been raised Episcopalian, and I really found Unity to be really intriguing, because whereas with my previous religious experience, there were always kind of things that didn't make sense. And in Unity, everything seemed to make sense. And that was all wonderful. I was learning the basics of Unity when, in the summer of 1999, my oldest child, who had just turned 6 at that time, she was diagnosed with a brain tumor. And I quickly realized that I had been in Unity school so that I was learning some basic spiritual practices so that I could frame that process correctly, based in truth, rather than based in fear and all those kinds of things. Now, everyone take a deep breath with me, and let me just, you know, fast forward and let you know that my daughter is now 26 years old. If you were to meet her, you wouldn't know that she had been through 2 brain surgeries, a full course of radiation, and a whole healing process that took about a decade. So just know that. And let me share with you that as I went through the process of holding my daughter's hand and walking with her through that experience, what I realized I had learned in Unity school was gratitude. You know, when you first come to Unity and you start hearing affirmative prayer, it's an amazing thing. It's you know, to this process of claiming our good, even when we can't see it with our human eyes, of claiming our good as present and unfolding, no matter what the outer experience shows us. That allowed me to walk through that process with grace and with ease, despite all of the challenges. Once we got through the crisis mode with my daughter, I realized how much Unity principles had really helped me through that process. So I continued to take classes and read books and learn more. And that's good, because in 2015, actually 5 years ago, coming up on March the 29th, I was driving my little car through an intersection, making a left-hand turn, when a gentleman driving a very, very large pickup truck ran a red light and plowed right into me. So I was hit by a truck. So again, everyone take a deep breath, shall we? And you see me sitting here talking with you. So all is well. I am well. But I have a story to share about healing. And why do I tell that story? I tell my story because I want to share with you all how real and practical and meaningful these teachings are. And I'm sure that many of you already know that. I wouldn't be alive without my understanding of unity principles. And I know that there are a lot of people out there going through things. We're all going through a common experience right now and experiencing it in our individual ways. But our unity principles, our understanding of that can help guide us through that process. And if sharing my story about the accident that I was in 5 years ago is helpful to even one person, then I want to be able to share. And I have experienced over the past 5 years at my Unity Center, which is Unity of Bonaire in Richmond, Virginia. There have been several people over the years who have come to me and said, after witnessing what I went through, they knew that if I could do it, they could do it. So that's part of why I'm here telling my story. Now, just a preface for those of you who are sensitive to blood, there's no blood involved in my story. Just a lot of broken bones. And back to the time of the accident, as I mentioned, I was hit by a truck, T-boned or broadsided, sometimes people call it. And for quite a while, I kind of came in and out of consciousness as they found ways to, I have no idea how they got me out of the car. I was pinned in the car, and I do have a brief recollection of being in the ambulance and then various flashes of memory from the hospital. Once I was able to be present enough to ask about the extent of my injuries, they were very evasive. They had done a lot of checking on internal organs and that kind of thing. When they finally got around to telling me, they wouldn't actually tell me how many broken bones I had. What they told me is that both my hips were broken, my pelvis was shattered, there were 3 breaks in my spine, and various broken ribs and a broken sternum. So they elected to not do any surgery at that time because of my youth and fitness, for which I am very grateful, because from a unity perspective, I know that my body has an innate knowledge of how to express wholeness, and that if we could just kind of stay out of the way and allow my body to come back together the way it knows it's supposed to do, that all would be well eventually. So right from the beginning, in my moments of being, you know, physically conscious, I was using those unity principles, those unity teachings. And the primary one that I started with, you know, the little bits of you know, present attention I was able to have, was I set up an affirmation for myself. And what do we know about affirmations? We know that affirmations are claiming our good, despite whatever circumstances appear to be. Claiming our good as present now and being thankful for it right now, even when we can't see it with our human eyes yet. We plant seeds in our consciousness, seeds in consciousness that then our thoughts and feelings and all the cells in our body will start following those instructions. And so that's what I started off by doing. I crafted an affirmation that was, miraculous healing is taking place right now. Miraculous healing is taking place right now. And every time I floated to consciousness, that's what I started doing. As I had to be present with doctors and nurses and answer questions and make choices. Every time that I wasn't engaged in that activity, I was engaged in this affirmation over and over and over again. So that's how I started out using my Unity teachings. And my initial recovery started to go. I was in the hospital initially for about 3 weeks before they released me to a rehab center where I could learn how to live in a wheelchair and learn how to take care of basic things like taking a shower and things like that. Went off to rehab, and when they released me from the hospital, I had been showing some minor signs of infection. So I left the hospital on an antibiotic and finished that course of antibiotics during the first week or so in rehab. And everything was going well. I, you know, had a good positive attitude. Everyone was impressed with, you know, and I knew that was just me practicing the Unity principles that I know to be true. But after about a week and a half, things started taking a really painful and negative turn, and I was in an extreme amount of pain. I was becoming sort of irrational with the pain. And once a week, they would, you know, check your blood work, and it was kind of in the middle of a week when things started turning in a very negative sort of way. Once they finally got around to checking my blood work again, they were in an extreme state of alarm and called the rescue squad to rush me back to the hospital because I was fully in a state of sepsis. Now, 5 years ago, a lot of people didn't know that term, sepsis, but I think a lot of people do now. And basically, that means that there was an infection raging throughout my body. It was attacking me at places of broken bones where the body was vulnerable. It was attacking joints through my legs, through my hands, joints in my fingers. The skin was literally molting off my body. My nails were peeling off in sheets. And the team at the hospital dove right in with doing everything they could to save my life, which at that point included multiple surgeries and specialists that I didn't even know existed, such as infectious disease orthopedics, to come in and take blood samples and test and try to figure out an antibiotic that could stave off this septic infection. Also during this time, things were severe enough that I was no longer fully in the body. I was in a state that I call in between. I was tethered to the body, but I was very much involved in an extended near-death experience, which quite frankly allowed me to get through the process and survive. Because what I was doing was practicing another thing that I had learned in Unity, and that is the principle of wholeness. That no matter how things appear, I am whole. I am a divine expression of all that is, and wholeness is principle. It's absolute. It is unchanging, and it is not affected or limited by broken bones or infection or anything else. Every cell in my body has one particular function to express wholeness. So the activity that I was doing while all of these surgeons and doctors and techs and nurses were doing everything that they could to save the physical body, I was identifying with wholeness. I'll tend to say I was kind of outside, near the body, outside, and with every conscious thought and breath, identifying with wholeness. So I already had my practice of an affirmation. So I was keeping up with that when I had the presence of mind to do so. And at every other moment, my reference point was wholeness, divine nature, not the physical outer expression, because quite frankly, that was not a safe place to be. I stayed nearby, and with every thought, every feeling I had, I was referencing wholeness and divine nature. Now, I won't for a minute say that this was easy. I'm sure all of us have been through things, and we're all going through something right now. It's not easy. It's not simple. But as we dedicate ourselves to what we have learned in unity, we have the capacity to get through severely troubling times and to use our innate wisdom and discernment. So one specific incident that I'll share with you, there was the time when the doctor showed up at the bedside and said, well, we think that you will be able to walk again. But one leg will be a lot shorter than the other. So we'll get you a special shoe and we'll take care of it with that. And from my position nearby, but not in the body, my discernment said, this has nothing to do with me. And so I let this doctor say what he knew to be true. And I simply, stayed in divine nature, knowing that my body knows what to do and that each cell would rearrange itself back the way it was meant to be. So even no matter what the outer circumstances are, we have that inner wisdom. We have that discernment to be able to make choices in the outer world while we are being practical. I mean, if anything, our teacher Myrtle Fillmore taught us to be practical. So we need to take care of things. In the current global situation, we need to follow all the best practices for how to stay safe, how to keep others safe. But at the same time, we can keep our reference point as oneness, as wholeness, as that which we call God, all that is. Now, clearly, I'm sitting here talking with you today. So I have continued my healing process over the past 5 years. Once I was able to contemplate learning how to walk again, I had made the decision that I wanted to take my Unity studies even further, and it was at that point that I decided I wanted to become a licensed Unity teacher. And in the past 5 years, I've learned to walk again. I've become a licensed Unity teacher, and here I am sharing with you. And the things that I have learned since then have helped to continue to feed my healing process, particularly the story of Myrtle Fillmore's healing. And the things that we find in the books, Healing Letters and How to Let God Help You, have been really powerful lessons for me as I continue my healing process and continue to learn about healing, which is the process in the outer, and wholeness, which is that which is unchanging within us. So this afternoon, the afternoon of March 22nd at 1 p.m., I'm going to be leading a workshop on for Unity Center of Light on the Zoom platform. And so I hope that you will join me there so that we can talk together about all this and I can share more about what I've sort of built as my healing process. So maybe I might have some suggestions that would be beneficial for you. So we'll do that. But before I finish up here, we are going to have a meditation, but I want to circle back to Lent. This is the season of Lent, and Lent has tremendous opportunities for healing. It's the whole process of preparation, preparing our spirit for new birth. And in that process, we use contemplation. Practices that came out from Unity Headquarters this year include a practice of feasting and fasting. So fasting, that would be our process of denial, or what I like to call intentional release. So releasing any attachment we have to thoughts of fear and limitation, And then fasting, which is affirming our good even when we're in tough times, even when we can't see the outer evidence of good, we go ahead and affirm it, and we're thankful for it. In the Unity booklet that came about Lent, the lesson that's for March 22nd is from Reverend Eric Butterworth, and it's about grace. So that fits in wonderfully with this topic of healing. When we are claiming good despite appearances, when we are claiming our good as present now, when we are intentionally planting these seeds in our consciousness, then grace is the gift we give ourselves. Because then we're able to witness our good in small little moments. In the fact that even though we're all meant to stay home right now and not be out in the world touching things and getting too close to each other, spring is happening outside. We can still look out the windows. We can still see trees and flowers beginning to come up, depending on where you live. I'm in the mid-Atlantic with you all, so I've got the early blooming trees are going and the early blooming flowers are out. And just having that positive perspective allows us, of course, to be more open to seeing all of those things that we're grateful for. And that is grace. It's a gift we give ourselves. Now, back to this common opportunity that we're in right now, and I'm calling it an opportunity, this global pandemic. This is an opportunity for us to walk our talk in unity, for us to really practice these unity principles that we have learned, to practice affirmative prayer, to practice referencing our divine identity rather than identifying with whatever chaos might be in the outer world, to see oneness in everything. I'm looking at my notes over here while I talk with you, so please pardon me. Now, one thing that's really clear with this pandemic is how much oneness is being demonstrated in the physical world. Because it wouldn't be a global pandemic if we weren't all part of one community, right? And so with our unity practices, our spiritual practices, we can be exercising those by raising the consciousness of the entire globe as we engage in our spiritual practice. So now I'm going to, I'm getting my mobile device out here. And what I have ready on here is the Insight Timer. I'm hoping you guys are familiar with this. Insight, Insight Timer. It's an app that you can put on your phone. I'm hoping many of you are going, yeah, I've got that. So I have a little 5-minute meditation set up for us. So all that is that it's going to give us a little chime. It's going to give us some a background sound while I lead us through a guided part of meditation, and then some time in the stillness, and then the timer will let us know when 5 minutes is up and we'll be finished. Okay? So I'm going to get this going. All right. We begin with a series of deep breaths. Relax into your seat and allow your outer eyes to drift closed as we quiet the mind and open the heart. Together, expanding our awareness of the oneness that we are. Divine love, divine wisdom, power, understanding, faith, strength, order, all residing within the depths of our beingness, all fully available to us at all times, in all circumstances. Breathe. And dive deeper into gratitude with each and every breath. Shine the light of divine love into every cell of the physical body, acknowledging and honoring the wisdom of the body and the activity of life and wholeness in every single cell. Allow that light to expand and encompass the entire body, every organ, every bone, every single cell, and breathe. Now expand this field of divine light slightly beyond the body, filling out the immediate space beyond. Bring into this sacred space all thoughts and feelings seeking healing, and allow them to be bathed in the light of divine love. Miraculous healing is taking place right now. With each breath, wholeness is being expressed through every cell in the body and every thought and feeling in consciousness. We expand our awareness now to enfold in light and love all our loved ones, our community, our nation, and our world, showering healing love and light into all circumstances, holding the power of divine wisdom and will for all world leaders, affirming strength and faith for all people of the world, celebrating the regenerative power of all that is as it expresses through each and every one as wholeness. Breathe and settle with ease and grace into the stillness. As we begin to come back to the present moment, bringing our awareness back to the here and now, wiggling our fingers and toes and allowing our outer eyes to float gently open, we are grateful for this opportunity to dwell in the stillness and expand and support the healing consciousness everywhere and in all circumstances. Through our spiritual practice, we maintain a singular focus on divine nature as our truth, and we are grateful. So it is, and amen. Let me turn off the music here. All right. I want to thank you all for being here with me in this virtual way and having this opportunity to spend time together. If you have been fed by this message and meditation today, please consider making a contribution to Unity Center of Light on the website at www.unitycenteroflight.org via PayPal or mailing a check. Good old-fashioned way, to Unity Center of Light, 2614 Ken Hill Drive, K-E-N-H-I-L-L Drive, Suite 109, and that's in Bowie, Maryland, and the zip is 20715. So we'll continue to share the love even in these unique circumstances. And as I close out, I hope to see you all, or at least some of you, I'll be able to see your faces at the Zoom workshop taking place at 1 p.m. on March 22nd. And you can find the link at unitycenteroflight.org. So for all of this time together, I am grateful. I am well, and I see you as well and thriving. Bye-bye now.